Blog Talk Radio.
To Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 321 shows and counting. And we're going to keep going because the animals from some angle need our help, and the ones that need in distress. So the only way to do that is we are the animals' voices, and we must be heard. And taking that action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. So once we all band together and do our part and contact our legislators, it's better for the animals. So the faster we do that, the faster the changes, and for their lives and their futures. And then we are, you know, like I said, we are the voices, and we must be heard. I just want to go over a couple things before we get started here. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. And you could go to the www.ppjg.me and press listen live here, and it'll take you right to Blog Talk Radio, and you could listen to the show by the internet or by phone. And the same number is every week, area code 310-982-4270. And if you want to speak to the guest or guest, press 1 in the queue. Alert me to let you in.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, Diana. I had to come through another way. I lost contact.
Okay.
Had some. Yeah, but you can hear me now, right?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I had to call. I was on Direct Connect, which I usually do on Blog Talk, but I had to go and come call in from the phone and keep my Direct Connect line open.
Okay.
So I figured it out. It doesn't hardly happen that much, but it does happen once in a great moon.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Okay, so can everyone hear us now, Debbie?
Yes, yes.
All right, well, then
yep.
We're back on. Great. Thank you so much for having us, Debbie. And yes, you know, when we do these things live, these things happen, and we just have to go with the flow, with the universe, whatever it wants to do. So thank you so much for having us again. We're very excited, Colby. Derek and I were really looking forward to talking with you and updating your audience on everything that's happened. Well, Colby and I with Dental Giants and Derek with Bionic Pets and everything he's doing with us and working with us with the Three Elephants and Mr. Cow. So I'll tell you a little bit since we were on your last show in February. Now we have about 20 more 7-Eleven. We just, when we were in your show in February, we had just helped an elephant who now will be getting a brace, Mamai. Mamai, who is a 30-year-old elephant that had been chained and was, they had left her just to die. She walked to EMP, and, you know, the world fell in love with her, seeing her walk. It was excruciating and very painful and very sad, but she has a tremendous will to live, and she's living a beautiful life at EMP. And, you know, at Dental Giants, we want to not only feed them and unchain them, but we want to also help them have the best life possible. So we contacted Derek Campana, who is from Bionic Pets, and he just works his own magic, making all these amazing braces and prostheses for animals that are either missing a limb or need support. So this is really what we are here to talk about and to tell you. Oh, one very awesome thing about Dental Giants is that we opened up we built a mini sanctuary chain-free shelter, and it's called now Dental Giants Providence. So we just received our two residents. It's Moto and her baby Sci-Fi. Moto is 15 years old, so of course she was bred, forest bred, and when she was about 11 years old. You know, elephants are pregnant for 2 years or 22 months. And then her baby was born right in the middle of COVID crisis. And since he was about 4 to 6 months, he was living in a temple with his mother in very short chains and, you know, very miserable life. So now they have moved in just 3 days ago, and we are just madly in love with them. And I think all the Dental Giants family is madly in love with them too. Just in 3 days, you can see how much they have changed. So that's another update we have, and we hope to be able to bring more elephants to Dental Giants Providence, who formerly it was known as Thuring Project, but now it's going to be taken over by Dental Giants. So that's the name. And, you know, we're looking forward to bringing more and unchaining more elephants and doing a lot more work like we have been doing up to now, helping elephants and humans and their human families. Right now, I don't know if all your or everyone is aware that COVID is extremely, extremely heavy right now in Thailand. They are being hit really, really hard. Not many of the people in Thailand have been vaccinated, so it's really bad right now with COVID, and there are really heavy lockdowns. So it's really important that we try to help them as much as possible, because, you know, there's like no end in this crisis in sight. We just also this week sent money so that all our elephants would be bought fruit and veggies, helping them so that they won't lose their produce. We shared one picture, just one picture yesterday, but we've received tons and tons of pictures of, you know, the people that we have hired to cut the grass or cut the vegetables, or there must be pineapple season because we bought a whole bunch of pineapples for all our elephants, bananas, you know. It's just amazing, Debbie, that we continue worldwide helping. Everyone from around the world is part of Dental Giants. We have many people from all over the place, and it's just really an amazing journey that we have been in. We're just 1 year old. We just turned 1 year old, Dental Giants did, on June 14th, and we have reached all corners of Thailand. We are helping, you know, elephants in the east and the west, north and south. We have been able to keep elephants home, and we have been able to keep them out of the logging industry We have been able to keep mothers and babies together. And this accomplishment all go to working very hard and reaching out and knocking on many doors, and all the supporters and people that are walking with us, like you, that help us get the word out, and we are able to help more and more, and hopefully we'll be able to help more and more. It all comes down to funds. Of course, the more money we have, the more donations we receive, the better life we can give the elephants under our care, and the more elephants that we can unchain and give food to.
That's correct. I mean, right there, you know, because nothing's for free in these days. And I want to bring up to the audience on the My Giving Circle that you can go and vote once a week for the Gentle Giants, everyone. And I believe you're in second place right now. And
no,
that's wonderful.
No, Debbie. We have been again put on first place. And now that you mentioned that, I want to thank our elephant angel, Elizabeth Palmer, who behind the scenes very quietly, she has, you know, donated, and she bumped us up back to first place. And of course, this is wonderful. Yes, she bumped us up. And of course, it's a great effort from Elizabeth Rewan that goes and votes and shares. And of course, we have received other donations that bump us up, that keep us there. So right now we're number one, and I actually want to also share that Leslie Randall, this is in regards to My Giving Circle, she contacted me yesterday, and she said that she wanted to, for her birthday, do a $1,000 match where it mostly would have the greatest impact. And right now the greatest impact would be in My Giving Circle. Why? Because there's a $6,000 grant. That's what we're aiming for, to get the $6,000 grant. So with Leslie's $1,000 match, if everyone goes and donates and matches her $1,000, that turns into $2,000, because we receive the money that she gives, we will receive it. And the money from the match, everyone donating to match those $1,000, we'll get that money as well without any deductions. We get full amounts. So those $6,000 of the grant actually will be turning into $8,000. What does this represent, Gentle Giants? It really represents that we can continue bettering GURIN, the SURIN project, that we can get enrichment for our elephant. Right now with Moto and Sci-Fi, we have been able to get them just a tub and stand for them to rest and all of this. But, you know, these two beautiful ones need so much more. They're obviously, we got them a tub just 2 days ago. And I think that because Moto got into it, she broke it, and that's perfectly fine. She can have, as long as she's having fun and enjoying, we will replace it as many times as needed. But, you know, we need funds so that she starts coming out of the shell. She's suffered so much. She's a baby girl that hasn't ever had a childhood, and now she's a baby with a baby. And, you know, for the first time yesterday, she expressed herself. She played. She was engaging with her own baby, because in many pictures that we see, she's just there, you know, lifeless. Her eyes are just blank. She has suffered tremendously. So, you know, if people are going, we'll be launching this $1,000 match tomorrow, Friday. And if people really want to help us, they'll vote for us on My Giving Circle. If it's possible for them to donate towards those $1,000 match to turn them into $2,000. And if we are able to win those $6,000 grant, then we will have $8,000 total, you know, to be able to, plus other donations that we have received. But right now, but talking about the $1,000 that turns into $2,000, $2,000 would help us turn the six into eight, we would be able to help so many more gentle ones. You know, and the most important thing to always keep in mind is that Gentle Giants doesn't have to wait to bring immediate relief to those who are suffering. We go in, we get the funds, and we immediately can change someone's life. We can immediately have someone be unchained. We can immediately feed someone. You know, there are many projects out there that you have to wait to see the result. Maybe this will happen, or this will grow, or this will come. We don't, at Gentle Giants, there's so much need, and it's such immediate need that we do things immediately. So please, everyone who's listening out there, tomorrow when we launch the $1,000 match that, thanks to Leslie Randall, we are going to have towards My Giving Circle, please, 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 if you can, $5, $3, $1, $100, whatever you can, will help us get that match and will help us keep us in the race for the $6,000 grant.
Yes, wishing you the best of the best, and I'll keep voting too, okay, and spreading the word. I've been sharing it on, you know, Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. So once we do that, you know, let it go viral and have other people, you know, not just share, but also vote and maybe donate, you know, whatever you can do, everyone, because it's so meaningful. And what these, you know, these bringing these elephants to comfort and peace and love and being happy, you know, that's what really counts. You know, that's so whatever you could do, your part. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Colby, okay? So please stay on the line, Diana.
All sports.
Yes. Colby, you are live and on the air. And she is the founder of the Gentle Giant Stay Home Project. And next we'll be bringing on Derek to join us on air. But, Colby, welcome back. This is so wonderful to have you ladies back here and speaking out for the Gentle Giants, our big friends. You know, they deserve to live in peace and happiness and comfortable, you know. So, but go ahead and tell the audience, we'll refresh them, how you got started. And this is great about My Giving Circle. That just was so uplifting to know first place right now and what all your the meaningful, inspiring work that you're doing. It's and all these guests that I have on, they also do the same, you know, so it takes a lot because I stand up and speak out for all animals in need, you know, wild, farm, domestic, you name it. And I'm you know, doing these radio platforms. We can't just talk about it on air. We have to take that action to the right foot in the right direction, right, ladies? Because that's when the positive changes happen. But go ahead, Colby. So glad to have you back, all of you. Yeah,
we are
definitely
thrilled to be back. You know, Debbie, you walked with us from the beginning. You were our first live interview that we ever did.
Wow.
And I'm looking back and thinking, wow, Debbie's been with our family, our little Gentle Giant family, from the very beginning. And that was episode 284. And we're at which episode now?
We are at number 321.
Well, congratulations. So you're making a lot of, bringing a lot of awareness to a lot of wonderful topics out there that people need to address. And not just address, but get involved, you know.
Right. Yes.
Today I was reading, I happened to pass a sign that said, small beginnings lead to great things. And when Diana and I started this, it was for immediate COVID relief. We thought we would help 10 to 20 elephants, you know, and then that would be it. And here we are, you know, a year later, and, you know, we have 127 elephants in our program, and we've rescued several, and now we're doing the wonderful prosthesis braces, and, you know, we helped a little bit, not probably near enough, because there are so many elephants in need, but we did help the Nepal elephants get some food, and we're happy to know that the government has now opened up the forest to them to allow the owners in to let the elephants graze and cut fresh grass for them. So that's a positive thing happening. One something I want to mention that isn't that happy of news, but it's very important, especially since Diana was talking about us winning this grant. $6,000 to some people are like, oh, what can you do with that? But, you know, the dollar is very strong in Thailand, and Diana and I will stretch a dollar as far as we possibly can. So $6,000 to us is a lot of money. Back in June, we lost our third baby to, you know, the elephant herpes virus. He was only 2 years old.
Oh.
And this was out in the middle of nowhere in the forest. They were with our logging elephants. Baby Boonrod was fine and then not fine. It takes over their body horrifically so quickly. They tried to get him to the hospital, but because of the distance they have to travel over very rough terrain, it's like 2 hours regular driving. But for them, because of the flooding and everything else, they couldn't get him there in time. So this is what I want to stress. Even though these elephants are out in the forest and jungle and chain free, because they've been captive elephants, they can still contract and carry the elephant virus and the herpes virus, and it's very deadly to babies. It's very contagious. And the medication, having it on hand to be able to get it to these places immediately would be beneficial, but it is extremely expensive. To give you an idea, 6 months for one baby would be about $10,000. Now, we can't put a price on a baby's life, ever. To us, there is no price. But that's why we have to get more and more grants, you know, larger corporations involved, bigger businesses. We love our Gigi family. They always come through for us. But in order to protect these elephants to the fullest and give them the best possible life, we have to generate more funding, you know. And we're new, and we have made some huge strides for our, you know, tiny but mighty family. And Diana and I couldn't be prouder of, you know, everyone who has walked with us from the beginning to if they just started yesterday. You know, we love our family. And I am going to leave it at that so Derek can get talking about the updates on our bionic giants and our Mr. Cow, and we can give him the floor now.
Okay. Oh, thanks so much, Colby. The work that you all do, and, you know, with the elephants and everything, I've had several guests here on about elephants with Nosy the elephant. Look how it took a while, but Nosy is in a sanctuary, and she's happier. You know, she has her own law up in New Jersey. You have to be relentless and not give up. You have to keep going. And like Lucy up in Canada, she needs to be released. Marianne Holm, I'm hoping that she calls in. All the hard work she has been doing.
Lucy needs to go into the sanctuary. Some good news to share.
They also have a big event coming up. The world is watching, which actually the world is watching. And if the world is listening right now, please, please support Leap on this event that's coming up, doing some kind of protest in front of Edmonton Zoo. So if you're in that area, please join Lucy. I don't recall exactly. I could look it up what date, but
Lucy's Edmonton's Advocate Project.
No,
but if you can show
to
Facebook and type in
on Sunday, August 15th at 1 p.m. And like what you say, Debbie, this is also important for everyone to really be a part of all kind of movements, you know, all kind of advocacy, because there are so many elephants and so many animals in cages, and they're not supposed to be there. Just two days ago, I saw a very sad video of a baby elephant, an African baby elephant, who was pulling at the gate, and with his trunk, he was pulling and trying to open the latch, and it was just so sad to see the frustration, the desperation, and we just have to stop, you know? We just have to stop exploiting these beautiful beings. They're sentient, they're intelligent, they're family-oriented, they deserve our respect, and not only do they deserve it, it's their birthright to live free and to live with their families. It's not something that we shouldn't be congratulating each other for giving them something that we should have never taken away from them. You know, this
agreed.
Is something that we
totally.
Have to, yes, we just have to respect them for who they are as much as we wish for everyone to respect us. You know, there's something that, and that is something that we really have to start as, you know, citizens of the world to spread. It's not that we have to say, wow, we're so magnificent and we're wonderful because we help animals. No, we're just giving them back what we have, you know, silently stood there and let happen, and it's taken their freedom, their lives, their, you know, everything. So it's really time to wake up. Now, with
and
Derek,
you know, Let me just say one more thing really quickly. I just want to let everyone at PAWS, which is Performing Animal Welfare Society in California, that our hearts are with them. Maggie passed away, and she was only 41 years old, spent 14 years at Sanctuary, but I'm sure her best friend Lulu is grieving her.
I bet so. He has to, because, you know, they're used to being, you know, with each other. So one disappears, and it's, you know, heartbreaking. They feel, you know, everything like we do. They suffer like we do. You know, we're just speaking a different language. And the bond between human and animals is so beautiful if you open your heart to it. You know, I mean, I wish everybody would, and give them a chance. They deserve to live in freedom.
And you know,
be
people say, oh, well, she spent 14 years at Sanctuary, but what's 14 from 41? How many years did she spend, you know,
because
how much time did she lose?
When she could have actually lived 60 or 60 plus years in, you know, in her own habitat. It's the same thing with Lucy. It's horrifying to me every time that someone comes out to defend where she lives. I mean, how can anyone think that it's okay to keep this sentient being first in literally in a horrific enclosure, which I don't even know if you could call it an enclosure. The walls are painted, looking at a fake tree, but having to walk in this freezing weather when everyone knows what elephants need. Well, obviously Edmonton Zoo doesn't know, because Edmonton Zoo allows freezing weather and doesn't allow her to go to sanctuary. But, you know, she is suffering tremendously. Lucy is like, I think should be, you know, well, all of them are as important, but this is like really number one priority if we want to save her life. She really needs to get out. She really needs to have, you know, some a company of her own kind, but mostly right now what's really urgent is that she needs to have her health taken care of, and in freezing Edmonton, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It doesn't matter if what they do, they can never ever better her health in, because of the weather conditions she's forced to live in.
It's terrible. I mean, I know it was a fight for Nosy.
Yes, it was for Nosy. And thankfully, Nosy is now at Sanctuary. And, you know, the United States, there's still a lot of elephants here that nobody's fighting for. And it's very
sad.
And
that's
very
sad.
Political. Very, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I had Bill Elephant out in California. I had some shows on him. And we brought them up and everything. These animals need to be freed from out of zoos and circuses, and, you know, just let them live in freedom. And ladies, I'm going to go ahead and bring Derek on, okay? And you stay on air, okay?
Yes.
And thank you for connecting me up with him, okay? That's I want to give a shout out to both of you. And I want to bring on air Derek Capena, founder and CEO of Bionic Pets. Hi, Derek. How are you? Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. You're live and on the air.
Thanks for having me. I let you guys keep talking. You guys have a amazing message. Good to hear your voices, Colby and Diana. We've been working together trying to get some elephants prosthetic legs and braces and Mr. Kyle. So I've teamed up with them, or I've been in the process of making a custom elbow brace for an elephant named Tycoon, a custom knee brace for an elephant named May Mai, a custom prosthetic leg for an elephant named Baby Kunde, and a cow that needs two front legs. And it's been an amazing journey so far. I've been working hard building these things. It's such an honor to work with elephants and you guys, because you guys spread such a great message. People aren't aware about a lot of these issues with elephants and animals in general, and so it's just great to get that message out and get some transparency on all this. I've been building braces for animals for about 17 years, and you know, when I first started, everyone thought it was crazy. Why would you put a brace or a prosthetic leg on an animal, you know, a dog or anything like that? It's been so great to see the change in the climate, making animals their family members and such companions. And, you know, it's working through the dogs and cats, the companion animals, and now more to the farm animals. And we're moving way up to the largest animals in the world, you know, these elephants and things like that, where the awareness still needs to spread and people just like, it has to keep going. And, you know, you have to keep fighting, and I love that about Diana and Colby and these Gentle Giants, this group, and it's just been awesome to work with because they spread such knowledge and awareness and truth, and it's like it's been great to work with you guys so far, and I can't wait to get these prosthetic legs done. But it's going well. We're getting these things done. I just sent pictures to you guys a couple days ago. We're getting these. Everything is completely custom when we're talking about elephant prosthetics and elephant braces. So you have to use some manufacturers that can make these huge elephant joints. You know, everything is just some custom. So we're going through the process. I'm in the middle of filming a TV show right now too. So I go back to the office, I build, come back to the set and film. And it's quite the process, but we've been working on it the last couple of months. We're getting done with these builds, and I can't wait to see these amazing elephants wearing these devices that they so dearly need. You know, a lot of times people are like, why do it? Why put prosthetics on animals? Why put braces on animals? You know, they deserve every bit of a chance as we do, and that's why I got into this industry. I was working in human prosthetics, and I saw that we were doing all these amazing things, you know, helping people out, and I realized quickly that animals were in need of almost everything that we have, and I've been just trying to bring over all these prosthetic and orthotic technologies over to the animal kingdom, the animal world, the vet side of things, and it's been quite the journey. I was one of two or three people back in the early 2000s that started these veterinary orthotic and prosthetic businesses, and we've kind of pioneered it all the way to the point now where we're finally getting some notoriety, getting the notice, getting the awareness. You know, people, even veterinarians I talk to every single day, don't realize that you can make prosthetics for animals. So that keeps running down and up the line as far as like awareness with animals and what they need, their needs, their captivity, what's going on with them. And, you know, that it's great to spread this awareness in this way and get these platforms to talk about it, because everyone needs to know about it. People, you know, turn a blind eye to things, but you know, you guys were talking about acting and giving, and you know, these animals need so much help. It's endless. You give once, give more than once, you know, make it a monthly thing, because their needs are constant and never ending. And it costs so much. I go to so many sanctuaries around the world and see all these animals in need and help them in the way that I can. But, you know, once I leave, those animals are still there and they still have needs and they live long lives and they depend on us and our voices like we are right now. And it's great to team up with Gentle Giants and get these animals what they need.
That is, you know, absolutely wonderful, Derek. I mean, so uplifting what all you are doing together. It's so inspirational to humans and animals because they deserve the rights and animal rights and to live freely and comfortable and in peace. And it's so great to see those photos and videos living happy, you know, and running around and being themselves. Instead of being, you know, hey, a slave or hit with or, you know, just the torture some of them go through. And keep up the great work you're doing because this is just absolutely wonderful. Uplifting.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that side of it because it's like even being on a TV show, you know, it's like everyone sees these amazing miracles happening and – you know, it's great to watch that. It's uplifting, and but you also have to see the other side of things, and that's you know sometimes the truth and the harsh realities, and that's why it's like I said, it's great to be on platforms like this talking about it because animals' needs never end, and it's not always a miracle that's happening, and a lot of these needs are forever, and especially with food and shelter and things like that, especially with these elephants over in Thailand and other places in the world. So it's an important message to get across.
Yeah,
you know,
bringing the negative into the positive. We love seeing the good news and the victories and the positivity, and that's what our goals are for. We want to see them all live like that, you know. So everyone, all the listeners out there, please visit. These websites are so important, gentlegiants.org, thegentlegiants.org. Visit their webpage, see what you can do. They even have where you can sponsor a gentle giant for just $50 a year, you know, so that's awesome too. And Facebook, you can look them on Facebook, press like and check it out. I've checked out all of them, even on Twitter. And also Bonding Pets on the website for them and Facebook. So and spread the word, you know, press that share button and get it out in the news feed and help these animals out in need because they need us. Without us, they have no hope to carry on. And we all want to hear good stories and not those bad videos and bad news stories and everything. But in order to do that, we have to take action to make it better for them. You know, strengthen the laws, harsher penalties, because there's no excuse for animal abuse or neglect, cruelty, torture. You know, they deserve their rights. We love our rights, so we have to make sure that they get their rights granted, not violated. You know, so but this, you know, I have shows, Derek and Colby and Diana on, you know, we're heavy airs where animals need help, you know, within distress or, you know, torture, pain or whatever it is. And then I have the shows that come in with positivity, bringing the negative into the positive because it can be done. And with strength in numbers, Ray Bittner, that's what it counts. And we got a packed house here, everyone, and this is wonderful.
No, and Derek has worked with just about every kind of animal you can think of. I think he did a guinea pig. I know he's done several ducks. I think he, you know, he is incredible in what he does. And
you know, but
I
also,
definitely.
Also, something that is really awesome about Derek is that I think for me it's been an eye opener, in the sense that you know many people would think of putting down their guinea pig if they're missing a limb or the duck or you know even many times
well, even their dog.
Exactly, a dog that you know becomes for many of us our own children. So you know because we don't want to see them in pain because we don't think they could have, and this has been almost we have been brainwashed to thinking, oh, the quality of life, without thinking. We don't think of putting any human child down because they don't have legs or they can't walk. You know, so it's really something that it's really uplifting to know that it's taken to a degree to see them that they can live with three limbs or, well, two, and they can still have a beautiful life. I don't know if Derek has ever treated someone with no limbs, but maybe, I don't know. But, you know, they can still have a beautiful life and they can still have perfect quality of life.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've done prosthetics on four limbs before. I mean, that's the thing, is it's all about awareness. And, you know, you walk into your dog tears his ACL and you walk into a vet clinic and these surgeries can cost $3,000 to $5,000, and we can put a knee brace on a dog and it can pretty much heal completely without surgery for hundreds
right.
of dollars. And so people have this misconception that these prosthetics and orthotics and braces and everything cost so much, but it's, if you look into it and compare to like to surgeries and things, that's the other message I like to get across, is these are not for the rich. It's for, I mean, we're pretty much recession-proof because people during recessions or during COVID, things like that, look for alternatives to surgery when money's not coming in, and they find places like us and they can help their pet, and it's such an eye-opener. So I always want to open people's eyes, animal owners, veterinarians, sanctuary animal owners, and make them realize that you can do this for any animal, for almost any budget, and we keep costs down. We want this to be affordable for anybody, any being, any animal, and that's the word I like to spread. I'm trying to bring everything I learned on the human side with prosthetics and orthotics, bring it over to the veterinary side and have it be available for anyone's budget, for any animal, and that's my big goal.
Wow, this is so encouraging and inspiring. You know, we all love that good news and positivity and victories, what we're striving for, you know, and seeing these animals happy. But we got a caller calling in. Everybody can stay on air, okay? Area code 780, you're live and on the air. You have any questions or comments for the guest, please. Go right ahead.
Hello. It's
Hello.
Marianne calling.
Oh. Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Hi, Debbie, Colby, and Diana, and hello to Derek. I'm so excited
Hi.
To hear what he has to say. I've been following his work since he made a prosthesis for Jabu in Botswana.
Yeah.
So this is such an honor to speak with you guys and to thank all of you for everything that you're doing for the Gentle Giants, for the injured animals, and you, Debbie, for always profiling such amazing advocates that are out there doing the things they do for these voiceless creatures that need us all to support them.
Yeah, thanks. I was in South Africa, let me see, helping Jabu almost 5 years ago now, and I was actually in Thailand helping a couple other elephants a couple of years before that, so I've definitely had experience with elephants, and now working with the Gentle Giants and Colby and Diana, you know, I get the chance to work on more, and I love working on these guys. They're my favorite animal in the world, and so it's an honor for me too. So it's a blessing.
My favorite animal in the world as well, and I was just thrilled to see that you were connecting up with the amazing Gentle Giants program. That is just so awesome. Also, a shout-out to Leslie Randall for her generous donation and match for the Gentle Giants, so I'll definitely be joining in to contribute for that match. You guys were wondering, you had mentioned Lucy, who, of course, I advocate here for in Edmonton, and I'm going to be really brief because I hear you have a lot of callers, but you guys alluded to an announcement that we have, and we do have an announcement, an exciting announcement for Lucy, and that's that she will be the star of her own documentary film. Filming is actually going to commence at our upcoming World is Watching demonstration on August 15th here in Edmonton, Alberta. So this is really exciting. And you guys will be, I can't divulge too much at this point, but there will be some pretty incredible voices speaking out on behalf of Lucy. And the other thing we wanted to point out is at this point, the zoo is refusing to cooperate with the documentary filmmaker and will not allow them in to film Lucy or provide any interviews. But that isn't going to stop the film from going ahead. That's only going to sort of highlight their issues that they've had all this time, and clearly they feel they have something to hide. So I'll leave it there, but again, I want to just thank all of you, and I appreciate everything that all of you do.
Mary, and I want to thank you, too. Look at all you're doing out there, and you're wonderful. Don't give up, and I'm looking forward to an audience. Marianne Holm was a guest on this show also several times. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I mean, this is wonderful when all of us advocates come together under one roof and speak out and rise up and say, hey, enough is enough. We need some help here. And or when the progress gets made, we announce it. So thank you, Marianne. And I'll be getting a hold of you, okay? Another show
for
Lucy.
For sure.
We love you,
all right,
Lucy.
Thank you, everyone.
We're not giving up.
Bye, Marianne. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you guys, too.
Hey, love you, okay? That's what we need more in this
take
world.
Take care.
Love
Talk soon.
Care.
Thank you again,
dignity
Derek.
And respect.
Thank you. Thank
right?
you.
Oh,
all right.
My
bye-bye.
Goodness. That was great. And I got another caller calling in. Area code 724. Go ahead. You're live and on the air. We got a packed house here. So go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, all
hi,
you listeners. Hi.
Hi, Debbie. It's Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was listening to the show. Boy, it's an awesome show, and calling in, and it's wonderful. And I
yes,
just
want
to throw in my two cents to say that I really appreciate everything these people are doing. They're out on the front lines. That is just amazing.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
that is like the toughest thing to do. To be, I mean, you can be an animal advocate, but when you're out on that front lines, boy, it can get rough. And I just want to tell them that I really appreciate them and thank them for all that they're doing.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you
so
much
for your words and
yes.
support. We really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Diane, she's a former guest on the show. She is a heavy-duty advocate for pit bulls and everything.
Yeah.
So she's out there, and plus other animals. So she's got a heavy voice and, you know, out there fighting for them, and that's what we need. She's a great team player, and she helps me out a lot. Diane, thank you so much. What you're
thank
doing.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Diane,
you're welcome. Thank
yes.
you.
This is wonderful. You know, because it's so
I'll stay,
inspiring.
I'll stay on line and listen. You can take another call.
Okay, hold on a second. And everybody, it's a packed house, so press 1 if you want to speak. And the number is 310-982-4270. Press 1. And we got another call, area code 484. It's the same number, everyone, every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to store it in your contacts under Voices Care for Animals, go right ahead. You can also use Skype to call in. Listen in worldwide, unlimited callers. Area code 484, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Tina Reed, Tina Lilly.
Tina?
I'm so excited.
Before she even says something, this is our other elephant angel. Who has sponsored all of our elephants.
I'm so excited to hear you all.
Hey, thanks for calling in. This is wonderful.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a voice with my name, and I just want to actually say how much I appreciate everything you all do. I'm thrilled. It's only, I don't even know how many months it's been, short amount of time, but what you guys all do, and you allow us to help, and you know, you help me learn. You know, I may sound frustrated sometimes, but it's just me learning. And it's like education every day. Like when you just talked about baby Boonrod, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize about the medicine. So, you know, I think that's so important that people understand it's not just keeping them off of slavery. There's other things involved. And
yes.
As long as I can keep helping, I'm going to do it. And, you know, what, I think I just picked up 3 more today and 2 more the other day. So I'm so excited. So thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you, Tina. I mean, really, you are making such a beautiful difference. People, and that's something that I want to tell you and everyone that walks with us, people have no idea on the impact they are having on these beautiful dental ones. If it weren't for people like Tina and everyone who donates, these dental giants, some of them would have been separated, the babies from the mothers. The mothers would be in logging. They would be beaten and starved and overworked, and many of them would have already dropped dead. So that is the reality. People that have come together to help us to keep them out of slavery, they have the impact. It's like, it's just amazing. It's going to, you know, and this is going to resonate not only in this lifetime for us, but the future, because mm-hmm. if we're able to save the babies that are coming, you know, that are just babies, we'll have generations and hopefully generations of elephants who will live hopefully free. And if they're not able to live free completely, they'll live free, they'll live in captivity, but with dignity and with respect and with love and compassion. They won't have to learn about being beaten or go through the crush or the pajan. You know, all of these things we can avoid. And Tina, you're part of it. And really, we thank you for calling. We truly appreciate all your support.
And Tina brought up how she learned about the medicine. You know, many people don't realize that after the rescue, after the chains come off, we have a lifetime, a being whose rest of their life we're responsible for. You know, it's not just, okay, they're rescued and now it's done. It's years and years because, you know, there have been elephants living into their hundreds. So you
yes.
can't just rescue an animal. And that goes for any animal. You can't just rescue an animal and then be done. There's a lifetime of care there.
I've always said
that's
it.
Right.
Rescue is labor. That's when you go into labor. And then the birth comes. You have to keep that baby going and growing and healthy and happy for the rest of his or her life. And, you know, this is something also that I want to also really say about what Derek is doing, the impact on these beautiful ones' lives, not only the gentle ones he's going to help with us and Mr. Cow, who has never been able to walk upright because he was born without limbs, but all the dogs and cats and birds and ducks and donkeys, and I could go on, horses, all these beings, the impact in their life is just amazing. I think that when we look at it individually, we just say, oh, you know, he changed a life like for Jabu or for this dog. But when you look at it collectively, it's just the most amazing and beautiful and magical thing you can see.
That's right. And then ladies, and Derek, we're down to a little bit of time here. I want to really thank you, Diana Munez, the founder of the Gentle Giant Stay Home Project and the co-founder, Colby Steiner, for coming back on this evening. And we want to welcome you back again and again. And you also, Derek Capena, a founder and CEO of Binding Pets, looking forward to having you back on again. This has been another great show, everyone. And thank all you listeners out there. And take note, you can always listen to these shows 24/7. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to the PPJ Gazette online and on the right-hand corner or the column and just search Voices Carried for Animals anytime. And, you know, they're so, informative, the knowledge and education, awareness, all of them. I haven't had one bad show yet. So I want to, and I shouldn't be bragging, right? I know I had some audio problems at the beginning, but I fixed it real quick. So you always got to be on top of things. But anyway, Next Thursday, Desmond's Army Animal Law Advocates will be on. Montella, Arzilla Montella, founder and president. She'll be on to welcome her board. This will be her first time. And shows are every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And have a nice and peaceful evening. And Colby, Diana, and Derek, thank you once again. And Diane, Pitbull Diane, we love Pitbull. Thank her for calling in. And also Tina. Thank you, Tina. Marianne Holm, Lucy for Elephant up in Canada. Help, they need help. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And may God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you,
Dave. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.